Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
There's something called Globe Hunters. It's kind of like a Travelocity website where you can go and you can enter your flights and it'll give you like great deals and whatnot.
Oh, okay, okay.
Well, they've been searching the most tagged places on Instagram.
When you take a picture and you post it on
Instagram.
Social and then, excuse me, I just sneezed.
What just happened? I'm not entirely sure what end that came out of. Anyway, Globe Hunters. When you tag a picture.
Sure. Yeah, like when you put location and that.
On Instagram.
So, okay, see, that's just my husband's like, every time you put a location, you know, people know where you're at. So they do track that stuff.
They track it to see
how often those places
right.
are visited.
But they've narrowed down the top five most tagged locations in the United States. And believe it or not, two of the most tagged places are in our own backyard.
And it's not the iHeart building, even though it should be.
It's not. Actually, we'll go number five. Number five, Epcot.
Okay, Epcot, so is it the giant spaceship Earth?
It's not necessarily an attraction. It's just like Epcot overall.
France is pretty cool, and there's little phone booths.
Germany, and England's pretty cool as well.
Yeah, I mean, they got the gardens, they got the phone booths. There's so many cool things to take pictures of.
Number four, Times Square in New York.
Okay.
Number three, Las Vegas Strip in Vegas, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, Central Park in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And the number one most tagged place in the United States on Instagram, Leslie, is...
Cinderella's Castle?
At Walt
really?
Walt
is
Disney
really?
World.
Okay. Okay. I see. Wow. Wow.
Walt Disney World.
Wow. That's amazing.
How many pictures do you think you've taken in front of Cinderella Castle throughout the years?
Countless. I can't count them. I mean, not as many as you, though.
That is true. Yeah. Hi, good morning, Magic. The coolest place you've ever been photographed. What's yours?
So the Grand Canyon, I went to 3 years ago.
Okay.
And it was spectacular view because it's so big, and literally the images changes every hour of the day.
Let me ask you, okay, and I mean this wholeheartedly.
Oh,
but,
God, this sounds like you're going to be mean. So
no,
be
I'm not.
No,
I'm not going to be mean. I'm not going to be mean. It's a very sincere question because I have
right.
never.
When you have to, preface it with, it's going to be
girl,
sincere.
Girl, let me get my question out. I have never been to the Grand Canyon before, and I'm wondering, you see the Grand Canyon, you're there for like, what, 10, 15 minutes, and then what do you do?
So the thing is, when you go to the Grand Canyon, you're literally driving up mountains.
Okay.
So the elevations, and there's always different scenery.
Gotcha.
So you would think you're only there for an hour, but it's like you start off, let's just say, 1,000 feet above ground, and then you drive further up, you know, 2 or 3 miles.
Okay.
You're in different sections.
Yeah.
So the scenery with, you'll start off with trees on the bottom, but then once you get to the top, you literally see miles and miles of waters and, you know, different streams and historical landmarks on the Grand Canyon as well. So it's really breathtaking. It's really a lot of stuff to see.
I was so preoccupied with watching people take selfies so close to the edge of those mountains, and there's no guardrails, there's nothing that protects you to, you know, because that's the one thing. And there are elk and stuff like that walking all over. It's really, it is really fun. It really is. But did you find out?
We ran into a few elks and mooses.
See, and you could see mooses.
Or a moose knuckle.
Shut up.
Veronica, thank you so much for the phone call this morning.
So
and you
sweet.
Have a great Thursday.
Yeah, thanks for checking in.
You too.
Thanks,
love. You guys.
Thanks,
love
we love you too.
Love
bye-bye.
You too.
Leslie, do you know what a moose knuckle is?
No, but I don't think it sounds dirty.
I'll show you a picture. Hi, good morning, Magic 107.7.
The space shuttle.
Oh, yeah,
the
that's
Kennedy
a good one.
The Kennedy Space Center. Yeah. That, I can't believe that didn't make the list because we had the other ones, 10 through 5. Well, Grand Canyon's on that list.
Yeah.
Golden Gate Bridge, Yosemite National Park, Niagara Falls, and the Brooklyn Bridge.
You know, I've never seen a space shuttle up close.
No.
I've only seen it like whenever they take off and I like look
like
at the studio. Well, that and looking out the studio window. That's the only chance I've ever seen a space shuttle. So that's pretty cool.
Oh, would you put that up on our Instagram? Are you on Instagram?
No.
Oh. Well, you should, and then follow us at Magic 107.7.
All right, thanks, Leslie.
Because then we could see what you look like.
Tori, thanks for the call this morning. We appreciate it. Have a great Thursday.
Thank you.
Thanks. Hi. Good morning, Magic 107.7. Who's this?
Hey, my name is John, and welcome to Thursday.
Thanks, John. Appreciate that.
Hey,
happy
Friday, Junior.
Happy
around
Friday,
here
Junior. That's yeah. right. We like Friday, Junior.
Friday Eve.
Even better.
Yep.
The coolest place that you've been photographed in front of?
Neuschwanstein Castle in Germany.
Ooh,
that sounds fancy. That was the source for Cinderella's castle at Disney World.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
I didn't go to the castle. I went to the source. If you've been to Epcot and been on Soarin', you fly by Neuschwanstein Castle.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yes, I have been on Soarin', and that's the castle. That's cool.
Oh, we went on Soarin' together. I was
we did.
Drunk.
Yeah, Leslie was drunk. She doesn't remember. When did we take off? Leslie, the ride's over.
We're landing already?
Yeah. John, thanks for calling this morning, buddy. Have a great Thursday.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Chad and Leslie.